So I would say that in the course of my own life, I have been quite fortunate. In the course of my reflections, you know, over the last few weeks, I've been just wondering, among other things, how I could characterize my life if I was asked, you know, to be, you know, quite objective and to look back at my life as though it was somebody else's life and try to characterize it. I was asking myself, well, what would I say? You know, how would I characterize it? One of the things that I thought was, well, in some ways that means, well, how would I characterize myself? And it occurred to me that if I was asked, and if I had to be quite objective and honest, I wouldn't say that, on the whole, I was a religious-minded person. That is to say, not religious-minded in the conventional sense. I don't think I've ever been a pious person. And in fact, I don't think I'd like to be described as, well, a religious person. It seems to have all the wrong sort of connotations. So how would I describe myself looking back on my life? Well, I think I'd like to describe myself as a creative person. I would like to think that I was someone whose life was dominated by, or whose life was an expression of creativity, even if only in a relatively small way. After all, I've written quite a bit of poetry, I've written quite a few volumes of memoirs. I know that not everybody in the FWBU appreciates my poetry. I'm quite well aware of that. I'm quite well aware of the fact that it's, in some quarters, considered rather old-fashioned and non-experimental. But never mind, I've written it. I've expressed myself through that particular medium. So I can, so yes, justly say I think I've been creative in that way, whatever the objective value of that particular creation of mine may be. Eh? And then, of course, yes, I've had the good fortune to come into contact with very good spiritual teachers, spiritual friends, people like Yogi Chin, for instance. And I've had the opportunity of taking up meditation, having meditative experience, including experience of those sadhanas which I've mentioned. So in this respect also, my life has been a creative life, an expression of creativity. And then, of course, I've been very fortunate in my friendships. I think I consider this one of the great blessings of my life, that I have had, both in India and in the West, many good friends. Some have been friends for decades now. Some, sadly, have departed this life. Dr. Johnson famously said it's important to keep one's friendships in repair. It's important to keep in contact with one's friends, especially one's old friends, not to lose contact. To keep in contact by one means or another, and I think I have tried to do that. So I have a number of good old friends, and I'm glad to say that even in my old age I seem to be making some new good friends as well. So yes, I have had an experience of creativity in that form too. And of course, when we come to institutions, the question of institutions, yes, I think I can say I played a significant part in the creation of the FWBO. Now, of course, I've been able to hand on many responsibilities to the College of Preceptors and to the Council, and they are continuing that work of creativity, as in fact are all those who are in one way or another involved with the Western Buddhist Order and with the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. We are all engaged in one great creative endeavour manifesting itself in many cases in the creation of our institutions. So I consider myself, you know, very, very fortunate that I have been able to lead a life of creativity in this way. And I think I can also say that a creative life is a happy life. I think if you're being creative, whatever the difficulties, you are happy. If you're painting a picture, you may be experiencing all sorts of technical difficulties. You may be tempted to give up even. Yeah? Same with writing a poem. But deep down, you're very, very happy. Creativity is a very positive experience. While you are creating, you are happy. And I would also say that if someone is not creating anything, not creating in any way, or creating only in a very, very limited sort of way, then the likelihood is that you're not very happy. To be creative is to be happy. But creative in this broader sense, which I've tried to describe.